This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri Democrats say boosting urban support is crucial in their effort this fall to bounce back from the party's disastrous losses in 2016. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis takes a look.
Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison, who's also vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, spent 2 days in the St. Louis area earlier this month. Instead of focusing on big donors, most of his time was spent mingling with and encouraging potential voters like Destiny Wortham, a 19-year-old from St. Louis. She's enrolled at the St. Louis Agency on Training and Employment, a downtown government operation that focuses on finding jobs for the unemployed.
So do you feel more confident now that you're in the program? Do you feel like
you
could do things?
Yes, sir.
As he toured the agency, Ellison was careful not to outwardly campaign for his party, but he did make a political pitch.
Now, we're not here to tell you who to vote for, but I am here to tell you that this program exists because somebody passed a law and put money into it.
Ellison's aim was to emphasize the Democratic Party's support without actually saying it. Later, he said his party needs to make clear to working people, such as nurses, teachers, and police officers, what's at stake and why they should back Democrats this fall.
We want to make sure that the people who pour the cement, the people who drive the buses, the people who see the patients, we want them to know that the Democratic Party is focused on their lives getting better.
That means trying to refute the benefits of the federal tax cuts that now are going into effect and which are a linchpin of the Republican message.
Yes, it may kick a few bucks here or there, but all the real money is going upstairs, and they're going to starve the government so that it can't help you.
Such warnings also are aimed at discouraging urban Democrats from staying home this November. That's become a habit in Missouri during non-presidential election years. In 2014, more than 300,000 voters in St. Louis and St. Louis County who had voted for president 2 years earlier did not bother to go to the polls. Most are believed to have been Democrats. Urban turnout also was down in 2016 when Republican Donald Trump handily carried the state. A replay this fall would be disastrous to Democratic efforts to reelect U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill and State Auditor Nicole Galloway. The two women are the only Democrats holding statewide office. All of their counterparts were replaced by Republicans in 2016. State Representative Cora Faith Walker, a St. Louis Democrat, says her party needs to promote a positive message if it wants African Americans and other urban supporters to vote.
Well, I think that if they've got something to turn out for, they will turn out.
That's one of the reasons why Congressman Lacey Clay headlined a recent town hall that promoted a statewide effort to get a measure on the ballot this fall to increase Missouri's minimum wage, which is now $7.70 an hour. Many Democrats and progressives also are hoping for November ballot measures to legalize marijuana for medicinal use and to block a state law known as Right to Work that would curb union rights. The idea is that causes, not candidates, might be the best incentive to get Democrats to the polls. Newly elected St. Louis Alderwoman Annie Rice, who's been active in city Democratic politics, says the party needs to focus on its ground game if it wants to whip up voter interest.
If we don't show up in these communities, if we don't show them that we're there more than just during election time, they're not going to come out. And that has huge ripple effects for the whole state.
That's why State Democratic Party Chairman Stephen Weber says the party is concentrating on bringing in big names like Ellison to connect with urban and progressive voters, and less on big checks. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.